Well, good Friday morning to you. Every other Friday, we visit with our friends at Ennis Regional Medical Center. Always enjoy getting information about what's happening in that part of the county. And we are certainly honored today to be joining the CEO. Bob Honeycutt is with us. Bob, nice to have you joining us on the program today.
Actually, good morning, Ken. Thank you very much.
Very nice to have you with us on this Friday. And we want to discuss how great the hospital's been doing in the sense of some awards that you guys have received. And one of those is a national award. The LifePoint Health recently received called the John M. Eisenberg Patient Safety and Quality Award. Now, that's a mouthful, but tell us a little bit about that and what that means.
I'd be glad to, Ken. Thank you. And I appreciate the opportunity to come in front of your listeners this morning and tell you about these two really exciting awards for Ennis Regional Medical Center as well as LifePoint Health.
Very exciting stuff.
Yeah, many of your listeners might not know that Ennis Regional Medical Center is affiliated with LifePoint Health, which is a for-profit company out of Nashville, Tennessee. And LifePoint's made of 72 hospitals throughout the United States and 22 states. And we're really excited with our affiliation with that corporation. LifePoint last month was awarded the John M. Eisenhower Award for Healthcare Quality and Patient Safety. And the award was created by two different entities. One is the National Quality Forum and the other is the Joint Commission. Both those are responsible for overall regulations and accreditation standards for hospitals to participate, and all hospitals throughout the United States take part in those two organizations. So we're really excited about that. So the award was created by those two organizations, and it really looks at companies that have major innovations or achievements in quality and patient safety. So LifePoint Health is one of the only for-profit companies that's actually won the award, so we're really proud of that, too. For-profit healthcare gets a bad name sometimes because of the for-profit, and it really is who's getting the extra money. Either the shareholders are getting it or it goes into retained earnings in the hospitals, right?
What difference does that make to the patients, right?
It doesn't. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. It's just where your funding comes. Either you self-fund or you get investor funding.
Right.
So it's really kind of same bag, so to speak, so I agree with you 100%. But excuse me, the award honors consistent implementation and innovation in patient safety, which is consistent with the aims of the organization, which is better health care, healthy people and communities that you serve, smarter spending, and improvement in overall quality by making healthcare patient-centered, reliable, accessible, and safe. And those are really the aims of the organization. And of course, that's the aim of all hospitals, not just Ennis Regional, but all hospitals want to take care of patients and their families and get them back to their normalcy.
But obviously, Bob, some do better jobs at that than others. I mean, the fact that that is something that we're talking about this morning, you certainly, when a patient goes into your facility, they want to heal, but they want to do it in a safe environment. And very important to know that because all hospitals are judged on this, how awesome it is to be judged as one of the best at what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that's a great lead-in because it's really that award is like winning the Academy Award or a gold medal in the Olympics. It's that specific.
Wow.
And that generated towards overall patient safety and quality programs within the healthcare environment. So we're really excited about that.
Anybody's getting these awards, folks. So that's what we want to point out. This is really quite an achievement.
Yeah. In fact, some of the other award winners over the years have been the Mayo Clinic, Kaiser Permanente, the American College of Surgeons, and Harvard Medical Society. So we're in pretty good company. I'm not going to lie to you. It's something that we're very, very proud of.
Wow.
But also a component of that is also LifePoint's affiliation with Duke University out of Durham, North Carolina. Duke is a very strong healthcare system in the southeast, northeast area of the state. So they've been a significant partner with us and have collaborated with all the LifePoint hospitals, including Ennis Regional, in our National Quality Safety Program, and that has enabled us to bring some of the best practices that they've been able to generate in their health system to all the LifePoint hospitals, specifically to Ennis Regional here in Ennis, Texas. So we're really proud of that, and part of that reason of bringing that National Quality Safety Program into the Ennis community enabled us to transition to our local hospital in Ennis in the 2017 cycle of awards for all LifePoint hospitals. Ennis Regional Medical Center won the 2017 Operational Excellence Award for Patient Safety and Quality. And so that's the overall quality safety program for your hospital, judged against all the other hospitals within the LifePoint system, and our hospital was rated number one.
That's
so we're
awesome.
Really proud of that.
Because you know now that when you're going to Ennis Regional Medical Center, you're not only get top quality health care, by award-winning safety of the facility and the patients, which is certainly the key, really peace of mind for the folks that are utilizing your facility here in Ellis County.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we're, like we said, we're really excited about that. We're really proud of that. We have an excellent team in the hospital. I'm very fortunate and blessed to be a part of the organization.
Well, we talked about that national award, but the Ennis Regional Medical Center also received the Outstanding Patient Safety and Quality Award, which was one of the awards you received for all of the 72 LifePoint Health hospitals across the nation as well. So that is a big deal. And it is a separate award besides the John Eisenberg Award, right?
That's correct. Yeah, it's separate. LifePoint each year at our annual meeting has awards for various different components of the healthcare delivery system and patient safety and quality, obviously, is something very important to Ennis Regional here locally, but also to LifePoint as an overall company, as guided by the John Eisenberg Award. So it really gives us the opportunity to really use that National Quality Safety Program and bring those best practices into our facility and look at the different issues of taking care of patients in a very safe and environment so that they can get the best clinical care that they need, their families can get the information that they need, and our overall clinical teams, as well as our supportive departments that support those clinical teams, work in a very cohesive and collaborative manner to make sure that our patients are getting the care they need at the right time, at the right place, and by the right people.
And what that would tell me, by the way, we're talking with Bob Honeycutt, the CEO for Ennis Regional Medical Center, what that would tell me are a couple of things. Procedure and the people that you have working at ERMC, both very important. I know to win awards like this, you have to have great procedure in place, but you have to have wonderful people working that policy too.
Oh, you're exactly right. And that's really the crux of what makes this award come through in such a high manner in the sense of it awards our people in the organization, because without our clinical staff and without the staff that supports those clinical people. So the clinical teams are the ones that actually take direct care of the patients, but there's also so many people in the background that are taking care of those people that are taking care of the patients, dietary staff, the environmental services staff, the business office, all those people working in a cohesive environment that just really brings out the ability for us to really take care of good care of patients from a clinical standpoint. And really, clinical outcomes are very hard to understand for the layperson, and sometimes myself as well. But if they get the right care with people that are coming into the rooms and smiling and acknowledging them by name and taking care of them and being welcome them to the families and getting a whole teamwork as far as taking care of that patient, because all those aspects are important, because the patient's only going to be with us for 2 or 3 days normally, and then they go home with their support staff, their family, their spouses, their husbands, or wives, or children, and we're able to communicate with them, collaboratively, to make sure that they understand what needs to be done once the patient is discharged from the hospital. And that's really as important part of the care as the care that we're actually delivering in the system. So this award helps facilitate that and demonstrates to me that we're doing a good job from the patient being admitted to the hospital, discharged, and then the care that they're receiving afterwards.
You know, you've been in this business long enough, I know you've heard this, but I hear it all the time. You very rarely hear somebody when they come out of a hospital stay that first talks about they gave me great medicine, or they really had a great way of implementing their medical procedures. What you hear is, those are the nicest folks. Those people treated us so well while we were there. The attention to detail, that's the type of thing that really makes an impression not on only on the patient, but their families as well.
Oh, absolutely. That's so vital to healthcare in general, just throughout the whole system, and specifically once you're in the hospital, because you have to remember that patients are, you know, nobody wants to go to the hospital.
Right.
unless they're going to see a baby that was delivered, right? That's the only time anybody wants to go to the hospital. So we get patients and their families when they're scared, they're upset, they don't know exactly what's going on with their body, and they're worried about that. So it gives us a chance to really just take care of the whole person, not only addressing the need that brought him into the hospital, but also the overall cohesive, I've used that word many times, but it's really important, the cohesive sense of taking care of the whole person and their support structure in order to get them the best health care they can.
And understand what a great team effort it is to do all that, too. Well, Bob Honeycutt, CEO of the award-winning two-time award-winning Ennis Regional Medical Center when it comes to the patient safety and quality of care. Congratulations. That is just a wonderful tribute to what you guys are doing at ERMC.
Well, Ken, I appreciate that very much. Thank you. And again, it really is a tribute to the talented staff that we have throughout the hospital. And again, it's my honor and privilege to be working with you, Tony.
Enjoyed to have you with us this morning. Be sure and listen in every other Friday morning, and you'll hear more about what's happening at Ennis Regional Medical Center right here on 1390 KBEC. Stay tuned. The flea market's coming up next.